For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Monday, there's an automotive shop equipment, camping, and sporting equipment auction featuring an automotive lift, Snap-on tools, toolboxes, engine hoist, camping supplies, a canoe, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications, but upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Good morning. How are you?
Top of the morning. You doing all right?
I'm doing good. You ready for the weekend? What you going to be doing besides
home stuff? That's it.
Now, explain home stuff, because you have explained home stuff in the past, but this is a completely different project.
Well,
you're not grouting tile or snaking drains.
I'm not doing any of that.
Nor will you ever do it moving forward, more
hopefully,
than likely.
That is a hopeful forecast. Getting everything organized in new place, that's the key. I mean, my God, it just, you think that, you forget what an overwhelming task moving is, even when other people are generally doing all of the heavy lifting.
Right.
Because just the amount of stuff that you accumulate that you shouldn't. If I have a piece of advice for people out there, just get rid of crap.
Stop hoarding.
Just get rid of your crap.
Okay. It sounds to me like you're venting a little bit at your wife, who's wonderful.
No, she is.
Is she a little bit of a hoarder?
Not a hoarder, but
she has too much stuff.
Yes.
Well, that's why I said that, because you would not be making that comment about you, because you are not someone that
collects. No, I get rid of crap.
So when you said to me, we have too much stuff and it's only the two of you, and I know you don't do it, the process of elimination only leaves one person.
Well,
even though for starters, if she wants to hoard away, considering all the stuff she does in your marriage, that's the worst thing you can say about her.
Oh, I'm way ahead of the
game. You're doing really well.
Yeah, but I think it was, I'm not sure if it was my mom or someone once said to me, if you haven't seen, used, employed, whatever, something within 2 years,
I'm the same way.
Get rid of it. There's no point in having it.
I have a storage closet in my house, and there's very little in it.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
So that is going to be going on, and then getting the house, the house that we moved from, getting the rest of that cleared out is going to be happening this week and as well. So nothing exciting other than
work.
The Masters will be on.
Yes.
And, you know, I've always loved the Masters. It's not always appointment viewing, especially over the last few years with the crap between the PGA and the LIV and all of that stuff. It's kind of lost a little bit of its shine until yesterday. And I got into work yesterday. The first thing I saw was Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and Tom Watson opening the tournament, which to me is respectful.
Yep.
Reminiscent,
right?
Nostalgic, but wonderful. And it's emotional, it's powerful, it's a connection to the history and the threads of the game with some of the greatest who have ever played it. And it reminds me why I love the Masters so much. Not because the place is an absolute buffet for the eyes, just an absolutely, it's overwhelming how beautiful it is. And we know about the blades of grass that are never out of place. But just the connection to the history of sports in America, it's such a great event.
Outside of basically allowing black people to play at the golf course, mm-hmm. now that they have fixed that,
yeah,
now it's a great place.
Well, they've had, you know, and that's the thing.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the
play? I don't know. You know, yeah, I'm not sure if I'd go that far. But here's what I would say.
Well, they could be there as long as they were working.
Right. You know, they got...
You park in the back.
They got that figured out.
They got that... They got that whole racism thing totally figured out.
Well,
now it's smooth sailing.
It's not all perfect. It's not all perfect. And everything... There is a generational component
right.
to everything that is that old and that historic in this country.
Right.
Especially in the South.
Right. You know what I was told?
I mean, women too. Let's not forget, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
No, they're allowed to go there. They just can't play.
Right.
Right.
So
you can be a secretary, but that's pretty much it.
But the fact of, but that aside, there are wonderful things about the consistency of that tournament, what it means, April in Augusta. I mean, it's just an absolutely...
It's magical.
That's pretty cool.
It's magical.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Nuggets in San Antonio with a one-game lead in the Western Conference. With that, you're playing Jamal Murray tonight?
I think you better.
You better? You better. That's pretty strong. You better.
Why
do you have to play him?
Well, you don't have to do anything. I mean, you can sit them all. I don't care. I mean, you do whatever you want.
No. You can't.
No, I understand
you can't
that.
Sit them all.
No, I understand that. Here's what. Here.
Or is it a minutes restriction situation?
Here is what I would say. You've done the heavy lifting with Minnesota. You better not slip up.
Right.
Against two crap teams.
Right.
Even if with on the road, San Antonio played the Nuggets. Right to the last 30 seconds.
Is Wembanyama playing tonight?
I don't think so. We'll check on that. Alex is on that.
Efforting, I think, is the word that
he is efforting. He is efforting. But here's my deal. You got to win these two games.
Well, yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And you and I were going back and forth last night. And one of my questions is, how much faith and trust do you have in this team to look? They're the best closing team in the NBA, right? They close. They closed against Minnesota the other night. They did it defensively. They did it offensively. They close.
So they're very good at walking a tightrope, and they haven't fallen really.
But they're
the champs.
They are the champs. They have all of these things going. But what percentage can you guarantee me that they're going to take care of their business in these two games?
Can't.
Against a San Antonio
Can't.
Team.
Can't.
Against a San Antonio team that is the worst team
right.
in the Western Conference
right.
and a Memphis team that has only won 9 games at home. So he's not on the injury report.
Oh,
he's probably going to play tonight.
Yeah, Peyton Watson's not going to be leading the game in blocks tonight.
No, but I don't want there to be, I mean, I know you can't ever guarantee anything because it's professional sports, but man, I just want to feel better about, just go take care of what you've earned now. Take care of it.
When you look at tonight's game against San Antonio and Sunday's game against Memphis, there's one thing you can say about tonight's game that you really can't say about the game against Memphis.
Pray tell.
I've never heard the phrase any given Friday, but I have heard the phrase any given Sunday.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought of that all by myself.
I just think in your heart of hearts, would it surprise you if they had a tight game in one of these two?
Not at all.
Not at all. And okay. So that's what we're going to deal. It's going to be Mel Brooksian high anxiety.
Well, I'm not going to go that far.
Come on.
High anxiety.
Anxiety.
Listen, if you look at the Timberwolves a couple of nights ago, when they played, they were down against Washington by double digits.
Yeah, they sure were. And only won by six, right?
I don't know what they won by, but
it wasn't by much.
But I remember tracking that game thinking, are they going to throw up on their shirt before the Nuggets game? Are they really going to do this where you can make the case the game is not meaningless,
right,
but the Nuggets will still have a one-game lead even if they lose?
The problem with where the Nuggets are right now is that a loss opens up a crack because both teams have tiebreakers.
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm not a worrier usually. I'm not supposed to be so invested that I would worry.
This is where you worry, because this team at times has shown the propensity,
yes,
to get off to a slow start
and then play down to your level of competition.
And they've shown the propensity to build a big lead and then blow it.
Yeah.
Other than that, there's absolutely no reason to be concerned,
yeah,
when you look at the history.
So
which team do you feel more confident in going into these last two games, this year's team or last year's team?
The only reason that I would go with this year's team is because they finished strong and they had challenges to get to where they've gotten. Last year, they basically cruised home. We kind of tend to forget, and I had to remind myself yesterday because I was listening to a bunch of sound from Jokic, and he made me remember losing to Houston, losing to San Antonio down the stretch last year. In fact, they lost like five of their last seven or something like that, or maybe that was the Avs. I don't know. But they didn't play well down the stretch. And so you got to this point maybe wondering a little bit, how good is this team going to be when they kick it into the playoffs? Now, they answered it very quickly, but I think probably I'm a little more trustworthy of the work that they've done this year because it's all been important stuff.
Coming up after the break, Dan Fouts loves Bo Nix going into the draft. Then again, little favoritism because they both went to Oregon. Joe Klatt really likes Bo Nix. Chris Sims really likes Michael Penix.
Oh, God.
Why should we be very careful in looking at their analysis and saying they're right? What are they missing in their analysis? All three of them. That's next.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Start. Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at mileysports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Monday, there's an automotive shop equipment auction, camping and sporting equipment auction featuring an automotive lift, Snap-on tools, toolboxes, engine hoists, camping supplies, a canoe, and more. The auction is open right now at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com /MHS. In the meantime, Silta Har Mazda in Broomfield, head on up there for a test drive. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend, and you will have your choice of rides considering they are loaded with inventory. When you talk about a Mazda, checks every box for what you want in a car or an SUV. You want durability? Check. You need, affordability? Check. Reliability? Check. You want fuel economy? Check. It's got it all. It's got everything that you would want. Go for a test drive today. Plus, you'll get 0.9% financing on many of their models. Get to Broomfield again this weekend for a test drive, or check them out at sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
Former Vikings general manager Rick Spielman, who now works for CBS Sports as an NFL analyst, gave his thoughts on all the quarterbacks. We're going to focus on two in the next week or so, but today we're going to start with Bo Nix. Why? Because the Broncos could be targeting him in the draft unless they trade up to get Jaden Daniels, who Spielman, by the way, compares to Lamar Jackson, and he's not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Spielman compares Bo Nix to Jimmy Garoppolo and believes the highest Nix could get drafted is in the second round and the lowest in the third round. Before we dive any further into Spielman's analysis, what do you think of the comp to Garoppolo if the Broncos draft him, if Garoppolo turns out to be the comp?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd take a pass.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it'd be enough to move the needle for me. Now, maybe if he's there in the third round, which he won't be.
Right.
But that's fine. Yeah, if I'm going to take that as Hoyle, then yeah. I would probably go, meh.
I might have to throw Spielman in the bucket with Joe Klatt, who has forgotten more about football than I know. Same with Dan Fouts. Same with Chris Sims. Sims just gushes over Penix's throwing ability and the way that he can spin it. I know that Joel likes Nix a lot, specifically for Peyton's offense, and that's the key. Likes him specifically for Peyton's offense. And Dan Fouts, you know, wearing his Ducks hat, clearly loves Bo Nix because he has talked about it.
Yeah, he's seen him a lot. There you go.
With that, here is the hole in everybody's argument. Okay? Picture a big boat. Picture a cruise ship at the dock in the water. You are looking at probably a gorgeous cruise ship. All the bells and whistles you can possibly imagine. The problem is, because the ship is in the water, you can't see the hull. You can't see the bottom of the boat. And for all we know, the bottom of the boat is made out of glass. And that glass, that foundation, that bottom of the boat is your processor. What they see is on the field. What they don't see is arguably the most important thing. What did draft experts see when they looked at Tom Brady? They saw a guy who looked out of shape, not a particularly strong arm, not particularly athletic, but what they couldn't see was his processor. It is not a knock on any of those analysts, and I will throw Rick Spielman into the mix. However, they are judging things on only things that they can see.
Mm-hmm.
They are not sitting down with each prospect with a whiteboard and doing also what the Broncos have done which is basically grill these guys on their processor.
Trying to get at least some glimpse or some sense of understanding of how they're going to be when there's live ammunition
As I've said many times, there are a lot of differences between the college game and the pro game.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the hash marks, which I don't think people truly understand how big of a deal that is.
It's a huge deal.
A college offense is three graduate assistants standing on the sideline. One has a poster board of a pineapple. The other one has a poster board of Minnie Mouse. And the other one has a poster board of a tractor. And you pick which symbol you want for that play.
Well,
that's not an NFL offense.
And you're bringing in a quarterback. And this is just because, as you pointed out, the difference between the two games, the college game is so much more wide open than the NFL game. And so now you're bringing in a quarterback who has played 3 years or 4 years or whatever the time is at the level before with only some immediately relatable skills to the NFL game. Yeah, arm strength, we get that. Well, there are things that you can measure, and those things get measured ad nauseum from the combine to pro days to whatever. But there's only so much film can tell you, and especially on a field and in a game that is so different from the one they're going to be asked to play starting this year as a pro. It is the most daunting jump in all of sports for me. From the college, not other positions in the college game, they equate fine. Guys at the line of scrimmage are basically going to block the same way that they did in college. Now, you got to be better against better people, okay. But think about it. The most important position on the field of any field in all of sports, American sports anyway, is the quarterback in the NFL. And they all take the biggest leap from college to the NFL of any position anywhere in American sports. It's a huge risk.
Right.
It's crazy because you won't get those answers until you've got them in your building and you can surround them with the speed of the game, and you just don't know. You think you know, but you don't know until you know.
Right. With that, I'm going to use Tim Tebow as my example when we talk about hash marks. His numbers in college were great. They weren't good. They were great. His career quarterback rating was 171. For Bo Nix, his career quarterback rating wasn't even close to that. Although he had a fantastic year last year, his best year, he was 188. His quarterback rating. Tim Tebow, his first year, was 201.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Touchdown interception ratio. Terrific for Tebow. When you look at those numbers, you got to be careful, because with those hash marks where you're lining up that ball, for Tim Tebow, when he's got a guy like Percy Harvin who can run faster than everybody else on the field, all you need to do is dump off a screen and he's going to run at 60 yards. And Tim Tebow is the benefactor of those numbers.
Right.
He's the benefactor of all that stuff. But getting back to my original point, what is his processor like? I'm not suggesting it's not good. With that, let's get into what else Spielman wrote about Nix. Had the second lowest sack rating in the country among qualified passers. That really checks a box for Sean Payton. You would agree? He has actually talked about, I want a guy who doesn't get sacked. However, which is what Spielman writes, much of his production last season, particularly college football single-season completion percentage record at 77%, was aided by Oregon's scheme. He threw a screen pass 22% of his dropbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's what I mean by the hash marks. And I would not call the Pac-10 a defensive juggernaut.
No.
With that, so that's what he did for his screen passes. His average depth of target was 6.8. That means throwing the ball down the field. That was the eighth lowest in the nation. Between that and his footwork, the way he breaks down under pressure, Spielman writes, causing him to throw across his body, be late on downfield passes, his NFL future could be murky. Spielman added, quote, sometimes he tries to almost aim the ball instead of just throw it when there's some easy touchdowns there, especially in the red zone. And I'm thinking, just throw the ball and make a play. I'm not saying Bo Nix isn't going to be great. I'm saying when I look at this, I see stuff that Peyton really, really likes, but other stuff when you are a person who believes I really know how to evaluate quarterbacks and you look at that 77%, you might want to see what he threw on screen passes.
Well, you're right. Here's the deal. The hash marks in the NFL are 18 and a half yards. 18 and a half. That's how much apart they are. In the college game, they're 40.
Right.
Right?
There's a lot of open field against cornerbacks who will be watching games on Sunday.
Yeah, and I said yards. I meant feet, obviously.
Right.
So they're 18 feet and 18 and a half feet wide in the NFL. In the college game, they're 40 feet wide. So what the when we get to the processing, what it allows teams to do in college football is load up the wide side of the field so that a quarterback, when they come to the line of the scrimmage, is basically reading one-third to one-half of the field. They're not reading the entire field from left to right. If that makes any sense.
It does.
Because that's what you do. You spread him out and then you have him make his reads at the line of scrimmage, and if you're only reading half of the field, it's a much easier process than when you're reading the entire field in the NFL. For instance, that's an oversimplification, but you get my idea.
I'll give you another oversimplification. When you look at the Fortune 500, the top 500 CEOs do not run those companies. And then everybody else gets the scraps.
Mm-hmm.
That's an oversimplification.
Sure.
It is probably a bit of an oversimplification that the 32 best talent evaluators of football in the world each have a job with an NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
That is an oversimplification as well. However, Spielman was a general manager for a very long time with Minnesota. Clearly kind of knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
So if Spielman sees all of this, don't you think other GMs see the same stuff?
You would think. Yeah. Right. There is so much stuff out there right now from respectable people, people who have great credentials, and yet the assessments, the judgments can be so wildly different in what they see that it makes you wonder, well, wait a minute. Just, Sean, you go figure it out. Because frankly, and I have a great respect for Joel Klatt in particular.
Oh,
but
you know, he used to work here.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard. So,
did Bruce Hurdle.
Yeah, used to.
Not used to.
That was an interesting slip of the tongue there.
Yep.
But what you're entitled to your opinion, but that's not the opinion I care about.
Right.
I care about the opinion at Dove Valley.
Yep.
At this particular point. So I think it's great. It's great fodder. It's part of the 365 day of the year news cycle that the NFL is, but leave it at that.
Do you think, even for a minute, there has been a conversation where Spielman has called George Payton on the phone and he has done his best anti, for lack of a better phrase, Emperor Palpatine from Star Wars. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't take Nick's. This is what I found out, too. Don't do it. Don't. He's a second, third-round talent. You think that phone call has happened?
I hope not, because my...
Why?
Because my attitude is, look, I've done the due diligence. I don't need... I don't need what... Nobody...
They are close friends.
Nobody should... There is no one out there, even close friends, who should have done as much work and their due diligence as the Broncos themselves.
Okay.
This, to me, is a clear... This is a clear deal.
Let me ask you. You're a smart guy. Don't you want to surround yourself with smart people?
Surround yourself with smart people?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but...
A smart person...
But that's different than someone that's not in your purvey.
He's beyond not in the purvey. They worked together for well over 10 years. Do you think George Payton trusts Spielman's opinion?
I think he...
Of course he does.
Yeah, he does. But would it be enough to make it...
No.
No.
All I asked was, do you think the conversation happened? Do you think that maybe George...
I think George could pick up the phone and say, hey, what do you think about
that? And that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like when I talk about stuff on the show, it's obviously my opinion. But in some ways... It's a compilation of people that I have talked to who are smarter than me.
Right.
Okay. That's where my opinion gets formed. I'm fortunate to have a really nice Rolodex of people who are involved in all the teams, and I get information about it. So it sounds like I know something, but the truth is it really came from somebody else, but I'm not going to throw them under the bus and put them on the record.
Right. I think that this will be a very... specifically Denver Broncos based decision, as all draft decisions for most NFL teams are. But
and the truth is, Bruce, it really doesn't matter what Spielman has to say.
It doesn't,
because
you're right.
Sean's making the decision. However, if that conversation did happen, I think George would at least have some ammo, not that he doesn't have his own, to push back and say, Sean, have we considered this? Sean, have we considered this?
Now, those conversations are certainly going on. No doubt about it.
Coming up after the break, Nikola Jokic, after the Timberwolves game, was asked about winning the MVP again. So, make a case for Jokic to win the MVP and make a case for somebody else. Next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Monday, there's an automotive shop equipment auction, camping and sporting equipment auction featuring an automotive lift, Snap-on tools, toolboxes, engine hoists, camping supplies, a canoe, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for... Well, what's trending?
What's trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
Nikola Jokic doesn't want to talk about the MVP. I don't blame him. He's asked about it all the time.
Yep.
With that, make a case for Jokic, make a case against him. Meaning not against him, but in theory for somebody else.
He's about to lead a team to a Western Conference title without another all-star, wink, wink, on the roster.
No, there's no what's the wink, wink.
Well, I mean, Jamal Murray. Not a technical all-star, but
He got injured, did he belong on the all-star team, averaging about 19 points a game? No, not over the guys who were there.
Right. And then he is.
But do you agree with that?
Not really. I think Jamal Murray is an all-star caliber player.
Yes, he is, but he's not. There's only so many slots.
And I point that out as an argument to what I'm about to say.
Okay.
All right. But I'm trying to be fair here about this. Jamal Murray, to me, is an all-star player, an all-star talent. No, he doesn't have an all-star jersey at home. And Jokic is top nine in scoring. He is fourth in rebounding. He is third in assists. There is no one outside of Luka Doncic that can make a similar argument right now in the NBA. And no one can make the argument of a guy that led his team to a Western Conference title, is a defending NBA champion, etc. That's my argument for Nikola Jokic.
My argument for Jokic is everything runs through him.
Everything.
Everything. Now, with the Mavs, everything runs through Doncic.
Mm-hmm.
With Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, everything doesn't run through him. I remember people talked about Ja Morant last year. They were as good, if not better, without Ja Morant on the floor.
Right.
Now, here's my argument against Jokic, and maybe the only guy who should be in the conversation is Doncic.
That's it. That's the only guy.
Okay.
You and I, we agree on that one.
With that.
Without any conversation. That's pretty good.
Some people will foolishly point to the non-Jokic minutes as the reason why he should be the MVP.
Hmm. Gotcha. Right.
Look at what happens when he's on the floor.
Yeah.
Look at what happens when he's off the floor. We don't have to dig very deep for this analysis. The non-Jokic minutes are Jamal Murray and four bench guys or Jamal Murray and three bench guys. What the hell are you expecting?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, during the non-Jokic minutes, if you want to make an argument for it, the other bench guys from the other team are on the floor too.
Sure.
Okay. Now, I'm going to use this as our metric. 170 games. I'm not going to, it's really 173, but just for the purpose of our math.
We're rounding down.
Here, we're rounding down. 170 games. If you're 85-85, that's a 500 record.
Correct.
What do you believe the Nuggets record would be with 170 games without Jokic?
Oh, I think that they would be
Would they be under 500?
Yeah, they might be right around 500.
That's a bad answer because you just made my argument for me.
Okay.
He's not in the conversation because of injury, but the 76ers are 75-98 without Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're saying it's around 500, then maybe Embiid's more important.
Why?
Because look at how the Sixers play without Embiid. They're 75-98. You believe... I'm only going by what you said. They'd be close to 500.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah.
That's okay. That's your opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking that probably would be about where they'd be. I'm guessing.
Well, then who's more valuable? Embiid. I'm not talking about this season, but he was last year's MVP. Who is more valuable to their team when they're not on the floor? Meaning playing at all.
Well, first of all, mine is a guess.
No, it's not a guess. That's your opinion.
Yeah, but the opinion has no basis in fact, because the Sixers have dealt with it. We don't know what the Nuggets would be without Nikola Jokic. I just threw out a 50-50 thing.
Well, you want to think about it a little bit more?
Because
if you and I are sitting on a pair of bar stools, I'd say, no, Bruce, that was your opinion. it doesn't mean your opinion's right. Opinions don't mean you're right.
Well, Jokic is more valuable than Embiid.
I won't disagree at all.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I'm saying this would be my argument for somebody else. That's all I'm saying.
But the argument would have to be an apples to apples argument. You would need to have, you can't argue an opinion against data that's real.
What the data that's
the data that's real, they played.
The data that's real is
the rest of it is opinion.
The data that's real is that the 76ers are 23 games under 500 when he doesn't play.
Yeah, but
that's the data.
Yeah, but there is no data for the Nuggets. It's only an opinion.
I think you could make a case. I understand making the case before for him and against Jokic. The truth is, when you hear analysts, I'm sorry, I can't really call it a full-on race thing because Doncic is white.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But, I mean...
But now we're hearing Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
No.
From analysts.
No, and I hear you. And I like his game a ton. I love what he has done there. There's no argument about that for me. But he's not the most valuable player.
Here is the problem with most people's analysis. If you were standing in an art gallery and you saw a Picasso and a finger painting, you would say that Picasso is gorgeous. But maybe, just maybe, that finger painting was made by Picasso as well. With that, Jokic looks like a finger painting to the naked eye.
Yes.
I mean, look at the way that he took shots the other night against Gobert. It looked awkward. It didn't look smooth. It was the furthest thing from truly what we consider to be athletic. You know, like, this guy doesn't even look like a basketball player. How can he be the MVP and then throw into the argument? There is no possible way we could ever compare Nikola Jokic to Bird and Magic, who also won three MVPs. There's a bias there as well. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss the Denver Pioneers advancing to the NCAA championship game tomorrow. And did Russell Wilson help pave the way for other African-American quarterbacks like Mahomes? That's next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, smileysports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Monday, there's an automotive shop equipment, camping, sporting equipment auction featuring an automotive lift, Snap-on tools, toolboxes, an engine hoist, camping supplies, a canoe, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for what's trending. Not what's trending. Let's call
final
it.
Final word.
Fisher.
The final word. Are you ready? Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
The Denver Pioneers took down Boston University 2-1 in overtime to advance to the national championship game tomorrow against number one Boston College. BC beat Michigan in the other semifinal 4-0. Tristan Bras scored in overtime for DU, and Matt Davis continued his strong play between the pipes with 33 saves. Bruce, you picked against DU yesterday. What about tomorrow against BC for all the marbles?
Yeah, BU had basically 2-1 shots advantage in this thing.
I mean, I just want you to know it's not about the shots on goal, it's the shots in goal.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, Boston,
let's go get another donut.
And Boston University's goal was a shorthanded goal.
It was a shorty.
A shorthanded goal.
Was there any puck luck involved in there?
In the first frame. It was really a fun game to watch, and good for DU to get it done. Here they are in the national championship. Fantastic effort. Just a fantastic effort.
DU hockey, by far and away, the best team sport organization in the history of this state. And it's not close.
No. I mean, they're in their, what, 19th or 20th Frozen Four?
Right.
Going,
I mean,
for 10
championships.
They're going
for their 10. Yeah. I mean, that speaks for itself.
Right.
All right, just in case you missed it, in an interview with Outkick, Russell Wilson said believes he played a part in paving the way for other African-American QBs like Patrick Mahomes. Wilson said, "For me to be able to go to back-to-back Super Bowls and win one of them, I think opened up a lot of doors. Now you see guys like Patrick Mahomes who won it. It is really just us so far, but there's more to come." How do you feel about what Russell Wilson said?
I wish Russ wasn't quite so attention-seeking. It's unnecessary. I don't know.
Let's roll.
Don't self-gloss.
Let's role play here. We're going to go back to the 1980s. I'm going to be a reporter, and you be Doug Williams. Doug, how long have you been a black quarterback? Because that was an actual question.
That's right, it was. Yeah.
That was an actual question.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been
a black quarterback?
A black quarterback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Randall Cunningham, he didn't play in the NFL, did he? Warren Moon, he didn't play in the NFL,
yeah.
Did he?
No.
Yeah.
There were a lot of guys that kind of took care of that road before Russell Wilson came along.
Yeah.
That's not to take away from the consecutive or from the two Super Bowls that he played in, but to consider him a road grader for black quarterbacks, I think is...
I'm wondering...
A little self-aggrandizing.
I'm wondering if he got any help from his all-black secondary. Yeah. The Legion of Boom. Yeah.
They were pretty good.
Yeah.
They're all tight, aren't they?
Who's
Russ
that?
And all those guys? They're all pretty tight, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's... One Christmas card he will not be getting.
Nope.
Or 11, probably. From just that side of the ball?
Just from that side of the ball.
Right.
Just one.
Right.
Can I hear one of them have something positive to say about Russell
maybe
Wilson?
Maybe Bobby Wagner. That's about it.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe Bobby Wagner. That's about right.
That was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, they have a great price match guarantee, and they have great product. The best product out there. So if you can get a price match guarantee, that is saying something from them. They also have great financing options. Go check out Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, the Nuggets have two games to play against two of the three worst teams in the Western Conference. Are you concerned at all about the Nuggets not winning both of those? I wouldn't bet the mortgage on it. That's next. Away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess. Considering everything's a mess. There's a restaurant down.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.